So welcome everyone. My name's Marcos Brangos and I'm the Constellations Counsellor at The Natural Practice in Winchester. And it's a real pleasure to be speaking with Dr. Katia Mishanina in this podcast. And Katia, I'd love to start off with just hearing, how did you come to the work that you're doing now?
Hello everyone. Thank you for having me, Marcos. I had a long journey getting here. I started off studying psychology. This is where my first interest sparked in mind-body connection and the power of therapeutic consultation and the doctor-patient relationship. I then went on to study medicine. After qualifying, I did the compulsory training that all doctors require to obtain a license. In that time, I got ill myself and questioned the conventional health model that I trained in for many years and which I was practicing. And I could see its limitations quite clearly. At that point, I decided I will do further training in more holistic therapies rather than continue on conventional training path. And and as you know, I've done various different trainings and to build up different skills and have different tools to help people.
Yeah. There's lots I didn't know about you, which is it's really lovely to find out. And I know from previous conversations that what you went through that you've touched on around skin health has also led to a specialism. Is there something that would be good to share about that whole process for you?
Yes. Yeah, so like many people, I listened to advice from my doctors without questioning it. And for me, it was using topical steroid creams to suppress eczema. And it started off like a small patch on my arm. And then over time, it spread and I was using increasingly more potent steroids. And eventually they stopped working. I developed side effects like steroid-induced acne. My skin was thin. And for the numerous time, I ended up in the dermatology office and they said, oh, you can go on this tablet, which is a very potent immunosuppressant that is given for people with organ transplants. And I sat there thinking, no, you know, this is just eczema. There must be something wrong in this whole thinking or approach. Basically, it wasn't for me. I wasn't going to take a drug to suppress my immune system just to get clear skin. And of course, then I had to look at what else is there. And sadly, they didn't have a more integrative approach. And I had to go and search for myself. And I tried different therapies, actually. Many people, you know, you go into an endless sort of funnel of trying to fix yourself. And I've tried all sorts of diets. And I had every supplement that was on the shelf. But in the end, you know, over time, I did get the tools that I needed to heal. The physical component, like the nutrition and correcting nutritional deficiencies, was very important. But for me, it was also looking under the skin. Wow. You know, what was it? What was it that drove me to use the steroids to the extent that I used them? And you know, why could I not listen to the alarm bells that the body was sending? Like, why was I overriding them? That was an interesting journey going through that and unpicking and uncovering and peeling through the layers. And I think it was an integral part of my healing journey. I really contribute my recovery, at least partially, to that. conventionally, very rarely we think that that addressing the emotional component to that level of depth is important.
And I'm smiling, Katya, because I'm hearing that you went, just the power of the statements, kind of what was underneath the skin. And I know that you run a course for patients called Finding Your Own Inner Doctor. And it sounds like actually this was a process you yourself went through.
Yes, absolutely. And my healing journey inspired me to run that course because there is so much information out there, right? There are so many diets. There are so many nutritional protocols, supplement protocols, psychological techniques. In order to navigate through that, you've got to listen to your inner doctor rather than someone external. Well, I guess you can have someone as a guide, but the ultimate decision maker is your inner doctor, who that deep knowing what would be right for you. Yeah. And within our society, conventional medicine, over time, we learn to override that. Coming back to it, it's very important. And so I think when working with patients, I really trust their intuition and their inner doctor. If there's something really strong coming through, we have to listen to that.
Absolutely. And that's, you said something which really struck me before we started this was, can I repeat it back to you? You said, I see the body as an amazing creation that naturally strives towards balance and health. And this seems to be very much, it's actually how you work.
Yes. As I started and continued working in this field, I'm trying to distill the principles of how I work. And I'm trying to find simplicity. As we all know, the body has inbuilt capacity to heal itself. We know it. When we have a scratch, it heals. When we have a bruise, it heals. We call it homeostasis. So this state of balance that body constantly strives towards.
Yeah.
And when thinking about health in a more natural way, you can think of different parts of the equation. So if the body is constantly strives towards balance, then are there things that are blocking it from getting there?
Right.
And also, how can we support the body on its journey towards balance and healing? Yeah, so I think those are the main principles of how I work now. And, you know, the blocks, as you know, we discussed in other meetings and conversations, they could be physical, but they can also be emotional or even social, like being in a toxic relationship. And so addressing the blocks to cure holistically and supporting the body with the relevant nutrition, relevant emotional support, are the big components in facilitating this healing. This is how I see it.
I'm really struck by what you say about along this journey, getting to a simplicity, and I can also hear the complexity underneath it, or the gathering of the strands, listening to your patients and their inner knowing of their bodies and all the different realms at which the blocks might rest. And it just in the last few minute or two, really, Katya, I was wondering if there's anything else that would be helpful to share for patients who might be thinking about working perhaps for the first time in this way. Like, what could they expect from you as a first session, for example?
In that new patient appointment, you go through your whole story.
Yes.
So we often ask question, when were you last well? And people say, oh my God, that was when I was three, you know, and just going through that story can be so informative for the client, patient themselves, but also for me, seeing the whole picture. As you're telling the story, you naturally see, you know, what are the what were the contributing factors that built up for you to develop an illness, and even seeing what are the factors that are maintaining the illness. You know, as we go through social history, you know, who is in your life? Do you have nourishing people in your life, and
yes.
is your environment healthy, or is it full of toxins? And so you see what are potential blocks that maintaining the illness. And then we do a bit more often, we do deeper digging through testing. So saying, okay, so especially with now knowing how complicated the gut microbiome is,
yes,
checking, you know, who lives inside and, you know, who else is in the equation, what else is going on. And from there, together, we create a plan of how to go forwards and, and almost finding a trajectory. You know, if you think about it, even if you start on your healing journey and you make some changes,
yes,
you change the whole trajectory of how your health will unfold.
Yes.
Like, if you start sleeping better, if you improve your digestion slightly, if you're putting the right fuel into the body, that really changes where you will end up in 5, 10, 20 years' time. Thinking about how your whole health will change if you were to get on that train and to take that healing journey. Whilst I'm on the journey, I think one of the ways we explain of where I as a practitioner or we as doctors at the natural practice come in is that we meet you at the stations, you know, and help you check in. Are you still on the right track or do we have to change the directions slightly and the trajectory slightly?
That's really wonderful, Katya. I'm particularly struck by that. The what feels to me of the warmth of being met off the train as patients start the journey. That's all we've got time for today, but I did just want to ask if there are new patients who are listening and want to get in touch, what's the best way of doing that with you?
The best way is to email inquiries at the natural practice. Put for my attention, so for attention of Dr. Katya, this is how I'm known at the practice. Yeah, and I'll be happy to answer any queries if you have before coming in. Or come in, book an appointment, and we'll talk through your journey so far.
Wonderful. Katya, it's been a real and genuine pleasure, and I've learned lots about you and your work, so thank you.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you for having me.
And my pleasure. And for those of you listening, if you found this helpful and if it's triggered some thoughts about other podcasts that you'd like to hear from the natural practice practitioners, then do please let us know. You'll also find this on Facebook and on our web pages. So thank you once again.